Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
The key to a good life is building good habits. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, we learn about 10 good habits to have that will change your life. Enjoy.
Today we're going to learn about 10 habits that can change your life. Now let's begin. Number 1, routine maintenance. Real change doesn't happen all at once. Most people believe your accomplishments happen quickly and suddenly. That one morning you just wake up and accomplish all your dreams. This sounds really intimidating, doesn't it? Many people get scared of this huge leap forward, so they spend their lives running away from their aspirations. But the truth is, dreams and achievements evolve through small, regular-sized steps. So if you want to change your life, train yourself to chip away at big responsibility little by little. You can practice this new habit using monotonous daily activities like cleaning or studying. Just think about your goals like cleaning your house. Now, before you get started, cleaning your entire living space feels impossible, right? In your head, you'll have to spend hours and hours cleaning every nook and cranny. You get so intimidated by this task that you avoid cleaning altogether. But what if you cleaned a small section of your house for just, let's say, 15 minutes every day? 15 minutes doesn't sound so bad, does it? Mm-mm. It's far easier to motivate yourself when the task is small and manageable. So approach your goals with the same mindset. Incorporate routine maintenance into your daily life. Practice chipping away at your responsibilities instead of procrastinating them. Now, at first, you may focus solely on household chores, but eventually you can transition these healthy habits to your dreams and aspirations. Number 2. Embrace immediacy. Procrastination will always be a source of conflict in your life. You procrastinate big things. You procrastinate small things. You procrastinate easy things, hard things, even fun things. But there are tricks you can use to rid yourself of this destructive impulse. One powerful technique is to do things right away. When something needs your attention, hey, don't save it for later. Don't put it off until tomorrow. Address it right then and there while it's fresh in your mind. Start with small commitments like emails and text messages. When your phone dings, don't walk away and save it for later. Answer that email right now. Hey, it only takes a minute or two of your time, but it saves you from hours of procrastination. When we procrastinate, we also amplify small responsibilities into huge issues. Because delaying something once usually means delaying it again and again. It becomes easier and easier to put off this responsibility, so it gains weight over time. The activity begins to feel more difficult than it actually is, which makes you procrastinate even more. You can avoid this dangerous cycle by handling small tasks right away. Some experts call this the 1 or 2 minute rule. If a task requires only 1 or 2 minutes of your time, then do it immediately. A minute or two may not seem like much, but this simple trick can cut your workload in half. Number 3. React thoughtfully. Do you let your emotions control your decisions? This is a big issue for many people. They hear something that angers them. They get swept up in their frustration and they react in ways they regret. When something stimulates an emotional reaction, learn to recognize your own blindness, because your emotions push you to make bad decisions. So wait until those emotions subside, and that way you can think clearly and logically. Just try waiting an extra 5 minutes to make any decision, or simply count to 10 in your head. That short little pause lets you see through your gut reaction and make decisions that you'll be happy with tomorrow. Number 4, stop your scrolling. Many of us spend hours clicking, scrolling, and swiping, but you may not realize how big of an impact this bad habit has on your lifestyle. Not only is it a giant waste of your time, it actually drains your motivation, your concentration, and your productivity. But there are easy ways to change your relationship with technology. Browser blockers are a popular method to control your media intake without abandoning your devices altogether. There's nothing wrong with a little bit of media each day. In moderation, media is a great way to stay up, to learn new things, or relax after a stressful day. It's the hours of scrolling that get you in trouble. As you scroll longer and dive deeper, you stop benefiting from social media, and the negative effects begin to rear their ugly head. But a browser blocker will control your time by blocking media outlets after a certain period. This limitation prevents mindless scrolling and forces you to be conscious of how you spend your time. That way, you can reap the benefits of your devices instead of suffering the consequences. Number 5. Embrace the old. Do you crave new things every day? New material things are exciting. You get a burst of energy and enthusiasm each time you change your look, you reorganize your space, or you streamline your life. But what about all the things you already have? You're so distracted by new things, you forget all about the things you already have. The truth is, everything you need is already in your possession. For this life-changing habit, you're going to turn old things into new and exciting things. If, for example, look in your closet. Do you hate everything you see? Instead of buying fresh and expensive clothing, reorganize and reshape your old clothes to create the novelty that you're looking for. You can do the same thing with your pantry. Maybe you're tired of your usual recipes. Instead of ordering out, combine your old staples into new and interesting ways. There are hundreds of different dishes you can make with the same basic ingredients. So don't spend your life searching for the next best thing. Take a hard look at what you have, because a little creativity can go a long way.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.